are all of you this morning? Do you have any idea what today is? No. Oh, yeah. Reformation Sunday. Nothing? Totally and completely blank look. Well, then, yes, ma'am. It's an old tradition in the church. It's fine if you didn't too, because we're all about grace. We wore red, but the Reformation is really important. You see all of the red stuff, and the Reformation, I guess I have to tell you about it, right? It all began a long time ago. Way back when, in the olden days, when there was a very serious man who said, under no circumstances should you ever have any fun in church at all. So, no fun today. No smiling, no laughter, no playing around. Otherwise, you never know what could happen. And that mean old fellow's name was?
Moses.
Strangely, you're right. He was. That was one of the issues. Moses was not that fun. He really wasn't. But I want to tell you about another guy, not Moses, also started with an M, and he hardly ever got serious, and I brought him along with me today. His name was Martin Luther. I brought along my friend Martin. He actually belongs to Pastor Angela. Martin, if you notice, always turns to the left when he walks. This is Martin Luther. Martin Luther was a guy way back in the olden days who, when he read God's word, he got very excited. And pretty soon, he started to get all excited about how God was working in the world. And he did a little dance. And old Luther said, you know what? I don't think God wants us to be afraid. I think God wants us to know that God loves us. So Martin Luther started asking questions about all kinds of things. And pretty soon other people started asking questions too. So this little priest, this little funny looking priest, all of a sudden, he started a whole movement. A whole movement. He started asking so many questions, and so many other people began to ask questions. Questions like, I wonder if just doing the right thing is always what God wants. Is that enough? He wanted to know, well, you know, Ian, if you did a bad thing, would God punish you? Pretty good. Got you, didn't I? And Luther wanted you to know, you know, I don't think that's how God works. And then old Luther started to ask questions like, because back in his day, pastors couldn't be married. I feel the same way. And so old Martin Luther, way back when, started to ask, well, if God said that God created all things and God created Adam and God created Eve, how come I can't be married? And so he decided he would get a girlfriend. So pretty soon, you had Martin, and he one day met someone really, really special, and her name was Katie, and they started walking out together. And Martin and Katie together created a whole new start to what it means to be Christian. See, he goes to the left. Every single time. Katie, on the other hand, walks the straight and narrow. So Katie, Martin Luther, and his wife Katie, they raised kids, and they raised all of us to think about God in a new way. They used this really amazing word. I love this word. You've probably heard it before. The word is cocoa. No. Grace. Ever heard that word?
Yeah.
Grace. Grace means that God loves you no matter what you do. Even when you pick on your big brother, God still loves you. Even when you forget to clean your room, which I've heard does occasionally happen, God still loves you. Even when you're not nice to each other, God forgives everything. That's God's grace. And because God has given us this wonderful gift, and we've had people like Martin and Katie to remind us that's what God does, well, we've been set free to care for everyone else. Yes?
Why do they have large, flat feet?
Why do they have large, flat feet? They're German. I can say that because I'm married to one. So Katie and Martin Luther started a movement called the Reformation. And that's what we celebrate today. That wonderful moment where we got to learn again how God loves us. So thank you all. And thank you, Pastor Angela, for Martin and Katie Lutheran.